Greetings and welcome to episode 20. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5-time Amazon best-selling author, radio show host, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today is a special podcast. It is my 20th show, and I am grateful for all of my listeners who tune in each week. Thank you for listening, and my hope is that my podcast will continue to impact your life. Today's specific podcast focuses on another one of my collaboration projects entitled The Girlfriend Code Sorority Edition. My chapter, The Enrichment Code. As many of you know, I am an AKA. Oftentimes, many people ask me about my journey into becoming an AKA, and I just want to share about my own personal experience. Also, you will see that this is about sisterhood. That's what being in a Greek organization is all about, sisterhood. In the chapter, I talk a lot about my sister, and I'm talking about my biological sister. We have always been best friends, but becoming her AKA sister added another dimension to our relationship, our friendship, our sisterhood, and our love. I feel blessed to have had this opportunity and this time to be bound in AKA unity with her, to be able to share this journey and to be able to unite for a common purpose while we serve and grow together. Also, being a member of such a prestigious sorority has brought about a larger sisterhood that is unexplainable. It has created an opportunity for me to extend myself in giving back, in making a difference, and in expanding my ability and contributing to the greater society. And we all know that presidential nominee Joe Biden selected Kamala Harris to be his vice president, and she is an AKA, my sister. Just thinking back over the many years my own biological sister would ask me to become an AKA was a testament to her determination not to give up. What I did not know then was her sense of commitment to the sorority and her dedication to me. She never stopped asking, even though I constantly told her I was too busy and really could not take on another responsibility. However, about probably 4 years ago, I decided to step into the ranks of a highly influential sorority and pledge my commitment to becoming a part of an enormous sisterhood. As I reflect on the very day my sister asked me to become an AKA, I remember feeling it was just the right organization, the right circumstances, and the right time in my life to consider the opportunity. She sat me down and shared all the things that I had already done that parallel with being an AKA, the tremendous benefits of being in the sisterhood, and the love she possessed for the years she had already served. After listening to her and the passion she conveyed, I knew I had no choice but to step into the fold. What really made it so desirable was the extraordinary love I felt as she described such a remarkable organization. I did not need to wait anymore or belabor the process. I was really convinced and ready to become an AKA. That decision forever changed my life. Indeed, it was an honor for me to join at the graduate chapter level. Time and circumstances proved that I was ready to be a part of this dynamic organization. Interestingly, my sister has been a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority for 20 plus years, 26, 27 years, if I recall correctly, earning a Silver Star status. She is one of my younger siblings, and following in her footsteps was a process that I had to embrace. Since I am the oldest, I had the mindset that she should follow me. Of course, during this process, the roles had been reversed. This caused me to gain so much more respect and admiration for her. It gave me the insight to view sisterhood in a whole new dimension. Her level of professionalism only elevated me and caused me to learn so much from her about being an AKA. Just the sheer nature of watching her actions, listening to her words, and looking at her ability to accomplish goals within our chapter was an astonishing experience. Again, my relationship with her was only magnified during the process of watching me become an AKA. It was symbolic of the fact that I knew I never had to stand alone. She has been and continues to be right by my side. We created memories together while bonding in sisterly and sororal love. It was a process that allowed me to refocus on the true meaning of friendship. This type of AKA bond allowed us to be incredibly supportive of one another, even when it came to non-sorority matters. We held each other to high standards, and she empowered me to be a better person through her love, support, and encouragement. I was able to teach my sister how my previous experience of serving as a school leader aligned to the AKA organizational protocols and procedures. In addition, she taught me so many things. I mean, it is just amazing at her maintaining positive relationship with different sisters in the sisterhood and her perspective regarding those she had to have courageous conversations with in the organization. She taught me the ins and outs of being an AKA, how to conduct an AKA meeting, how to follow the AKA protocols, and how to develop the appropriate mannerisms of an AKA. Our relationship grew tremendously as I went through the process of becoming an AKA. We became closer, and she shared more specifics about the intricate details of being an AKA. Before the process, my sister would be very shallow in her responses to me. And once I started and completed the process, she shared more in depth and would respond comprehensively to my questions. This brought us closer, and we gained even more respect for one another. I have always relied on my sister for guidance and advice, and this time it was even more critical. She assisted me every step of the way and gave me advice of what to expect when it was appropriate for her to do so. There were times when I needed her advice about events, and she would share as to how I was supposed to conduct myself, especially since the process of becoming an AKA was all new to me. She also knew the right words to say, the right things to do, and the right way to guide me. My sister was my rock, my source of inspiration, and my ride or die partner. We would challenge each other, and incredibly, she was always there to help me stay grounded in faith, family, and love. Even my relationship with other AKAs have been impacted in so many wonderful ways. I have learned so much from the collective wisdom of women within our organization and connected to hundreds of AKAs throughout the many different locations I have lived. They have really provided an authentic connection, a sisterhood so powerful, and a unified spirit that embodies oneness. My overall perception is that this sisterhood is all-encompassing, all-embracing of being connected to others on a deeper level. It has the essence of and the magnification at the highest plateau. Sisterhood means to me developing a bond that is so strong that you will be involved in each other's lives forever. It allows one to break down the self-imposed boundaries and to connect at a level where the love for one another is so strong, the respect is so great, and the ability to be authentic is so real. And truly, it is about giving of yourself and allowing others to give freely and connect to you in ways that will empower and stir your soul. Sometimes in life, when we encounter challenges that cause us to feel knocked down, it is great to know that we can turn to others to help us to find the balance and the ability to stand stronger than even before. I have been able to share my innermost secrets with different sisters in the organization, and they have not judged me. They were able to be there for me during the late night talks, the tears, and the laughter. Only true sisterhood is about love, care, and concern. And it shines through when the storms of life are raging. These are just some of the many ways and the many different things that a sincere AKA does to help when a sister is in need. Also, being a member of this great sorority allowed me to have a strong support system in so many other ways. No matter the need, there's always someone to turn to within the organization. No matter where you go, there's someone or a chapter within your area that you can reach out to for assistance. The connection is so genuine. Amazingly, there is a certain sense of, I got your back, that one can behold when becoming a member of an exceptional sorority. One of the greatest experiences is to have sisters that are always pushing and motivating you to become the best you can truly become, not only as a sorority member, but as it relates to the many different roles you embark upon in your life. It gives you a multitude of sisters to turn to for advice, opinions, and guidance about anything you desire to know about. There are so many different women from so many different backgrounds and professions that you can rely on for a myriad of reasons. I realize that I hold a special place in my heart for my sisters, and we share common interests and a lifelong bond. The range of inner affection is spectacular, and the grace is interwoven in our hearts. My sisters have always proven that they are regal and profound. I can tell you that my relationships have created a sense of personal and professional growth. It has given me another level of passion to serve, to be stronger than ever before, and to exude confidence in becoming the best that I can possibly be. I get to continue my growth as a woman who carries out many responsibilities as a professional and as an individual who is committed to elevating others for impact. There are times when you may need to turn to someone, even once again for that professional advice and suggestions about how to navigate your professional life, whatever you are doing, and you get to share your professional challenges and career aspirations and goals. There are many projects that we have worked on together that are a part of being in the sisterhood. You build teamwork, camaraderie, and the opportunity to make a difference together. It is such a blessing to be able to collaborate on projects and give back to make that kind of impact. That was one of the most important parts for me. I was able to continue to serve others and make a difference in their lives. I can tell you, being in a sorority was just an extension of the many years I have reached back and I have given back. It is amazing how you learn so much about one another when you work on a common objective. You learn the behind-the-scenes unspoken rules and the do's and don'ts of sisterhood as well. I can tell you, these projects allow you to forget about yourself and focus on unified goals and objectives to better the sisterhood and make a tremendous impact to the lives of others. Some of these women are educators, others are head of states, medical professionals, media personalities, politicians, actresses, lawyers, and still others from highly skilled occupations and professions. It is a wealth of knowledge that you can tap into, and sometimes only a conversation away from being with some of the most notable women in the world, many of which are well-educated and experts in their own rights. These women are consistently there to assist when you are in need and can expose you to new people, new places, and new ideas. They share with you to the point where you develop love and admiration for them as individuals and also as a collective group. It is amazing to see their gifts shine as they find ways to give back and make such a profound difference. Often projects we do together allow us to create powerful bonds where we stand strong together and allow our challenges to build us as individuals. As a group, we focus on the same outcomes, being a better person and a better woman. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I will continue sharing more about my journey into becoming an AKA. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressyspeaks.com, where you can find all of my books about leadership, and I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sydney Chandler-Lene, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasted on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. I continue to share about my journey of becoming an AKA. I have had the opportunity to share some of the same ambitions and goals with other young women and women in the sisterhood. And to me, it is so interesting how our paths cross and we learn our journeys are ever so similar. We share similarities that are spellbound and differences that are miles apart. We have cheered each other on and taken the time to share our worst nightmares. In good times, we celebrate, and in difficult times, we magnify each other's spirit. That's what sisters do. Amazingly, when it is your sister, you do anything and everything to uplift and motivate, no matter who they are, to help them to keep moving forward. You feel as though you're a part of something bigger than yourself. Each person brings their own uniqueness to make us greater, and it contributes to the whole. You have sorrows standing behind you who believe in you, and thus you begin to believe more in yourself. What is so amazing is that no matter the distance, your sisters are always there. They are your biggest fan. They have always welcomed all the sisters with open arms in good times, bad times, happy times, sad times. They help you to see beyond your current circumstance and find ways to help you see the possibilities that lie ahead. It is often stated that being in a sorority is like having a family. Indeed, that is so true. And often those relationships are everlasting. Can you imagine creating memories with sisters who have a common interest, a common bond, and a common purpose? Even after serving in a sorority, you get to do things that build strong sisterly relationships. Many sorors attend personal functions, serve in weddings, serve as a bridesmaid, operate as godmothers and aunties, or serve in some other important personal capacity, all because of the sisterhood that is formed and the love that is built. Vacations and trips are planned together and special occasions and anniversaries celebrated. Being affiliated keeps you connected and can be incredibly rewarding. You get to socialize together at formal and informal events and just hang out as a group sharing your life, and that is as an individual and as a collective group of sisters. While being in a sorority does not define you, it only enhances you and the organization. I even know some people who have secured jobs because of their affiliation with being in a sorority. It enhanced their resume and helped to show their commitment in volunteer work, extracurricular activities, and other opportunities. The networking can be powerful, and you can get those connections to whatever desired career that you're interested in. While some may think differently about the benefits of being in a sorority, I know from experience how your life can be enriched. It can add value to you as a person and as a sorority member. You learn how to give more of yourself to others and how to align what you are currently doing to the goals of the organization. For me, this is a bigger factor. Having served others my entire life, I wanted to be a part of something that would allow me to continue to serve, but serve on a bigger platform and to make a bigger impact connecting to young girls in other parts of the world. It seems as if you are determined, you are strengthened, and your desire is elevated. Bottom line, what you are really doing is being enhanced by the process of being in such a strong organization. The impact you make and the heart of serving are some of the main reasons sisters stay so connected. You get to really make a difference, as I've said over and over again, in your community, in your state, and around the world. Our mission is significant and our actions are united. We cultivate a sense of serving for a lifetime. Our shared values are evident and our determination multiplies. We are devoted and determined. So if you want to be a part, please reach out and let me know. No matter the process you take to become a member of a sorority, the length of time it may take you, the reason behind your decision, or how you get to be a sister, the sisterhood find ways to embrace your individuality and your uniqueness that you have to offer. You experience the sisterhood, and I mean really get to experience the sisterhood. Interestingly, when I became an AKA, I still had friends from other organizations or who were not in a sorority at all who remained good friends with me. They treated me the same, and I did not notice any major differences in our relationship. We still had a special bond that kept us together, kept our friendship strong, and our connection moving in the right direction. In general, being an AKA has made me better in many regards. It has given me a different perspective about being a girlfriend, a sister. I have a deeper understanding of women as a subgroup, our need to be connected, our need to be loved, and our desire to be part of something greater than what we are as individuals. Girlfriends are a great source of sisterhood, and sisterhood is a great part of the AKA organization. Even though I have spent a great deal of my life as a school leader, in other words, from principal to professor, I too have needed the strength and advice from others, especially sisters who displayed such great commitment to improving the lives of others. Whether I am connected to my sisters by way of being in a sorority or human connection, I believe God gave me such an amazing sister, my own biological sister, once again, who is an AKA. We grow, we inspire, we believe, comfort each other, we celebrate, we share, we cry, we rejoice, we give thanks, we bond, we build, we support, we motivate, we protect, we embrace, we understand, we laugh. We praise, we elevate, we appreciate, but above all, we possess unconditional sisterly love. And I say to you that if you're interested in becoming an AKA, please reach out to an organization. You will be a better person, give more of yourself, learn more about yourself through the process, and become even greater in an organization that will take you into the fold. Thank you for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.dressyspeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.